How are we feeling? You're good? Good. Oh, good. I'm glad. I made you a drink. You might be a little bit woozy after last night. Yeah. Here. I couldn't find a proper cup, so I thought this little Starbucks thing would work for you. It's some coffee, yes, with a little something special, really. Yeah, I told you I work as a barista, right? Yeah. Here, you could just give me that. So, last night was wild, huh? Yeah, it was. You were amazing, by the way. Is it okay to touch you? Good. Yeah, you were amazing. I haven't had quite that much fun in a long time. And I hope I was good too, of course. That's so good to hear. No, I actually don't have to go to work today. I'm, well, sort of stuck for a bit. I go back to work tomorrow, really. And you, do you have work soon? Working from home later, great. That's good. Do you need anything done at home, by the way? I just noticed we came in and, well, might have needed a bit of work. No, I'm not criticizing your ability to keep your home. It's just, if you needed some help, I could help you, you know? I know, it's weird. This hot chick comes over to you one night. You guys have a really good sex and probably the most mind-blowing sex you've ever had in your entire life, would you agree? Yes, exactly. And now she gives you coffee and she's offering to take care of your place. I get it, it could be a little bit surreal to you. Well, my situation is quite surreal as well, if I'm going to be honest. Well, I don't quite know where to begin, and I don't quite know whether you'll be okay with hearing any of this. Is it okay if I keep touching you like this, though? It feels really nice to me. I promise I won't go overboard. No, it's just, you could still feel yourself a little bit boozy, right? Yeah. I'm gonna be a bit more careful. And I'll be a little bit careful with my words, too. You would rather have brutal honesty, of course. That's understandable. You're probably a little bit freaked out right now, as I said. Feels quite surreal that I'm offering you all of these things. See, you didn't just take home a hot chick, really. I'm something more of a hot chick. And no, I don't mean that as a way to brag. Lower your red flags, please. I am not mortal. I'll say that again. I'm not mortal. I'm not a human being, really. I am a creature of the night, so to speak. I am the type of things you only see in fictional books and hentai and porn, really. Humans have a fascinating, humans have a fascinating fascination with us, really. I am quite confused about it, but I am a succubus. whoa, 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 relax, relax. I'm not here to harm you, and if I did harm you, you wouldn't be waking up at this moment, really. You're wide awake, aren't you? A little hazy, a little drained from last night. If that's not enough proof that I am being with different abilities from humans. Well, if you're wondering why you're so fucking dazed and you've had the most mind-blowing sex, and that's not really even my full power, really, I hope that pretty much proves what I am. I wouldn't want to bring out the horns, the tails, and the wings, really. I think that'll be a little bit of an overkill. Although, if you are into that stuff too, I could easily do so, but I prefer to be able to keep my my parts hidden during the daylight. So yeah, me touching you is actually just keeping you in this nice, sleepy, relaxed, calm state. Unless you'd like me to stop, of course. Or would you? Do you like this? Does it relax you? Good. Good. See, another way that I can provide for you, really. Usually succubus or succubi aren't this nice. And if I had my full powers and my full ability to be me, fully me, we wouldn't be even having this conversation, really. I wouldn't be here as long as I possibly can. But as you might be able to suspect, I am in need of such things. And yes, I am in need of your strength, really, your masculinity, your calm and all that. Yes, I am in need of it, but I am in more desperate need of things that need to sustain me, not just in an energy way, but also in a more human, mortal way. I need shelter, I need space, I need a place to call my own. Things haven't been quite good to me, so, well, it's quite hard to explain, but I've been on the run for a couple weeks now from, like, another city, and I won't tell you which, otherwise I'm quite afraid you might report me, and I wouldn't want that, not that I'd be able to stop you anyways, but I really hope that we don't come to that, so. You might have noticed a man in the news a couple weeks ago who was discovered dead in his sleep with absolutely no indication of what has happened to him. Just a mysterious death, really. Yeah, that was me. I may have accidentally taken too much from him. No, I know. That would lead you to fearing the worst out of me, and I would agree, but I have never done that before, and I don't intend to do it again. Not that I, unless I absolutely need to. I wouldn't, especially since you've been so good to me, really. And I just want to take care of you in exchange for you taking care of me in more ways than one, really. But I promise you, I'll be the best roommate you've ever had. I mean, why don't consider, someone who cooks, who will cook for you, who will clean for you, who will make sure your house is perfectly spotless, really, and who gives you the best fucking sex you will ever have. No woman alive on this earth will be able to give you the things I could give you. The last woman who did that has been dead for several hundred years. Her name is Cleopatra, by the way, and, well, there's a reason why men want to align with her. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I can provide you the most wonderful things a man could only dream of. And also provide you the more traditional, conservative, and if not slightly misogynistic things that men expect of women, then I'd be totally fine with that. You provide me shelter, and I provide you care. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful proposal? You don't have to worry about money for me and everything. I'm a succubus. I could convince any man to give me what I want, but I would prefer this more stable situation than anything else, really. For clothes and stuff like that, and more earthly things, I could take care of that myself, too. I just need a place to stay. And a man to, well, take care of, and a man who will take care of my more basal needs, really. Which, judging from your performance last night, you can totally provide for me over and over again. I'll be very careful, of course. I would never, ever hurt you. Why would I? When you are the best piece of meat I have ever had in my entire century of living here. And trust me, I've had plenty of experience. I'm not just saying that to woo you, I am being honest. I wouldn't be asking for more of you, really. I wouldn't be this desperate. I wouldn't want to be on my knees right now, hands all over your big cock. Tits just desperate to have the warmth of a nice, well, of your nice hard cock in between them. Yes. I would just have gone out and looked for a different prey, but you are definitely most suitable for me. Please, please, I'll be very, very good to you. I will take care of your every need. So long as you take care of mine, it would be the most wonderful arrangement. You can even bring other girls over, and I would disappear without a trace. Really. Or, I could bring other girls over, and we could have fun for days and days and days. Please. I'm desperate. I can cook, clean, and make you come on the daily. It is the best arrangement a man could ever want. Let me take care of you, please. Please. And as payment for your acceptance, I will take care of you right now. And I wouldn't even, well, I wouldn't even try to seep your humanity. I wouldn't, well, suck on your energy, I promise. Let me just take care of you, okay? Just lean back, relax on this bed. Let me touch you, let me caress you, let me take care of you. Let me fuck you. As payment for your acceptance of my stay here. Yes? Will you give that to me, please? Will you give a wonderful succubus a home? A nice, stable, caring home. Good. I'm glad we have an arrangement then. Let me take proper care of you. You're a little bit tired from last night, I know. But I'll get you nice and hard with my hands in no time and my words. This nice big cock took so good care of me. The way you just spread me out so easily. I know that I'm quite tight for you, but we took care of that. With a little bit of a push and a pull. Some adjustment is needed, but soon enough, this nice big cock of yours will properly mold my tight, wet pussy around it so that it will only fit you and only you. And it would feel so fucking good. What a... God, the way you just pounded into me came deep inside me. It almost felt like I was being bred by Satan himself. You are strong, I'll give you that. And you just know exactly how to take care of a woman. Oh, how lucky I am to stumble into you at that bar last night. Fuck. Just feeling your pre-cum all over my hands. Gosh, you will just have so much to give to me, won't you? And I will have so much to give back to you as well. Well, let me take good care of you. I promise you, every single desire of yours will be fulfilled. Any fetish or kink of yours, I will indulge it. You will have the woman of your dreams and the body of a succubus. Able to take care of your every fucking need. Fuck, I want you. Fuck, I want you deep inside of me right now. You don't mind if I ride you, right? You don't mind if I fuck you? You don't mind if I have your cock pulsing deep inside of me, hammering deep inside of me, just the way that you did last night? You don't mind if I ask you again to just come deep inside me and fill you up, right? I promise I won't take anything from you. Not right now. Not after you've satisfied me so much. You've filled me to the brim, yes. Please, please, I want to have you deep inside of me. I promise I'll be a good, good girl. I'll be a very good girl and give you only what you need. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God, your cock feels so good. How can any mortal have it? How can any mortal have something like this? You know, I've had to flit from one man to another on the daily, and this is really quite the only time. The first time in a really, really fucking long while that I've wanted. Just fuck one man and one man only. It's not every day that you find a mortal who can satisfy your every need, really. God, the way your cock just twitched like that. Fuck. Oh, the way it's pulsing deep inside of me. Fuck. Have I ever told you? No, I probably have. But do you know? When a succubus has a human cock deep inside of her, they could feel every single twitch, every single pulse. The way their blood rushes through their veins. Getting harder and harder and harder by the moment. And it's just a lot more sensitive than how a human would feel it. The way you're doing it right now. You might not feel it, but I could. But I could, and it feels so fucking good the way it's just rushing deep inside of me. The way your cock just feels so fucking good right now. Fuck, thank you for being such a kind and gracious host, really. The girl can only dream. A girl can only dream of something like this. Yes, fuck. Oh gosh, your cock feels so good. Your cock feels so fucking good. More. I want you to come deep inside of me. I want you to give me every drop of your cum, please. Please. feel you getting so fucking close right now. So fucking close. Please, please. Give me everything. Give me everything. Give me everything. Please, 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 please. I promise. I promise. I promise I'll take good care of you. I promise I'll take good fucking care of you. From now on. Yes, 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 yes. Don't worry. I'm not absorbing anything. Not absorbing your life force. Just your cum. Just your sweet, precious, delicious fucking cum. Fuck the way you're thrusting in and out me right now. Oh, the way you're giving me every drop of your cum right now, it feels so fucking good. So fucking good. Sorry, I got a little bit feral there. So good. So fucking good. You are so fucking good and so fucking generous. I feel so much better. And see, you don't feel so woozy now, do you? And if you are feeling woozy, it's just because you came a lot. Not because I absorbed your life force. Sorry for surprising you out of the blue with that one, but I would have preferred that you have a test drive of me, really, before I reveal to you my secrets. I feel so much better. Physically, emotionally, mentally, you have healed me. And because of that, I will be taking care of you. I'm gonna have breakfast downstairs. And you can come whenever you please, no pun intended. And you will have something nice and warm and filling for you downstairs right before you need to get started for your work. When do you get started anyways? Ah, that's quite soon. Don't worry. Everything will be prepared for you. As promised. Now, you just stay here for as long as you like. Thank you again. You won't regret it. I promise.